through water, into the desert, and toward the promised land. In the first reading, Moses recalled Israel's epic journey. They were enslaved by Pharaoh for 400 years until God sent Moses to be the deliverer and the prophet. They were surrounded by miracles. After 10 plagues God sent against Egypt, Pharaoh finally let them go. But after they left, Pharaoh's army pursued them. Then God parted the waters of the Red Sea, and they escaped through the water. Then they went into the desert to worship God, and in the desert they were tempted. In the desert, Israel was fed manna from heaven. This was a type of fasting, bread and water. But rather than fasting and praying with grateful hearts, they grumbled and complained against God. They failed the test. In the desert, God provided for them with miracles, but they quarreled with one another and with Moses and with God. They even accused God of leading them into the desert to kill them, not save them. They failed the test. In the desert, God gave them freedom, but when they entered the desert, they found the prayer and fasting to be distasteful, and they wanted to return to Egypt. And so they built the golden calf and worshiped it instead of God. They failed the test. Through water, into the desert, and toward the promised land. Jesus passed through the waters at the Jordan River when John baptized him. The heavens opened, the Spirit descended like a dove, and God the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And then the Holy Spirit impelled Jesus into the desert, where he fasted and prayed for 40 days and was tested. Jesus faced the same temptations that were put to Israel. He was hungry, and he was tempted by the devil to change stones into bread. But he replied with Scripture, "One does not live by bread alone." He passed the test. Jesus was brought to the high place and shown all the nations in an instant and was tempted to worship Satan in exchange for the nations. But Jesus again replied with Scripture, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." He passed the test. Jesus was brought to the temple and was tempted to jump from the top to see if God's angels would catch him. The devil himself even quoted Scripture. But Jesus replied again with the word of God, saying, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." He passed the test. Through water, into the desert, and toward the promised land. You and I have passed through the waters of baptism. In baptism, we became children of God. We began a journey to the eternal promised land of heaven by going first through the waters of baptism. And now Jesus leads us into the desert to face our temptations. And we are tempted to grumble against God when our needs are not met the way we want them to be met. And we are tempted to doubt God's care for us and to lose faith. Just like Israel was tempted. Just like Jesus was tempted. Every Lent, Jesus leads us into the desert with him. In the desert, Jesus asks us to pray. This Lent, how will we go deeper in prayer so that Jesus can change our hearts? Let's resolve to make space in our homes for deeper prayer. Let's resolve to make space in our calendars to get together for prayer, here at church or in prayer groups. Jesus asks us to pray with him in the desert. In the desert, Jesus asks us to fast. This Lent, how will we examine our appetites and set aside the things that distract? Let's resolve to empty ourselves of our appetites and distractions so that we can be filled up by God. Jesus asks us to fast with him in the desert. In the desert, Jesus asks us to give. This Lent, how will we cultivate trust in God's care for us? Let's resolve to practice generosity, allowing our hands and our hearts to be more open to the needs of others, sharing God's love and mercy with them in practical ways. Jesus asks us to give our all with him in the desert. Jesus helps us along the way. He himself has brought us through baptism. He has forgiven our sins in baptism. And when we sin again, he forgives us in the sacrament of penance. Jesus is the mercy of God for us. He himself feeds us with the bread that comes down from heaven, the Eucharist. Jesus is our bread for the journey. He himself has given us the Holy Spirit, and with the Holy Spirit, we can generously share the good news of the gospel with others. Jesus is our good news. He leads us on a new exodus, our pilgrim journey from slavery to sin toward the freedom of holiness in the eternal kingdom of heaven. So with confidence in Jesus, let us go with him through water, into the desert, and toward the promised land.
Father Bill, these catechumens